The Oregon legislature passed a tuition waiver this year for 2 years of community college. But as Ashley Stewart reports, it's no guarantee of free school.
The first registration day of the school year was this month at Chemeketa Community College in Salem. And it was also the first day back since Oregon's legislature passed a tuition waiver program. It's called the Oregon Promise, and on this day, students were curious about it.
That was actually the first question of the day this morning.
That's Stephanie Shandy. She's a student who works in the financial aid office. And when other students come in to ask her about the program, she'll have bad news for most of them. You won't qualify. That's because the Oregon Promise is meant only for students who graduated high school within 6 months of enrolling. But in Oregon, the average age of community college students is 35. Younger students are getting their hopes up, too.
Are we going to get free community college?
That's Ariana Murray. She's 18 and just graduated high school. And like many students here, she wasn't expecting to have to pay tuition next year. But she won't qualify for the program. Actually, none of the students enrolling today will. Even if they have the required GPA of 2.5 or higher, they'll have been out of school for too long by the time the program begins in fall 2016.
I got a way better GPA than 2.5, so I think I deserve the free college.
So only about 4,000 to 6,000 students will qualify for the program in its first year. That's less than 2% of Oregon Community College students. And the Oregon Promise is a last dollar program. That means students will have to apply for and accept all the financial aid they can. Then the state will waive the rest. But even supporters of the Oregon Promise say that requirement can result in students leaving aid money on the table. The hurdle is filling out the FAFSA. That's the Federal Application for Student Aid. It's how students apply for grants and loans, and it's more complicated than it sounds. Just take it from Richard Evans, who works in the financial aid office with Shandy.
There are as many different kinds of problems as there are people.
One of those problems? The federal government figures parents will support children until age 24, so anyone younger needs tax information from their parents. Shandy hasn't been working in financial aid long, but she's already seen problems with this.
Mom came in with her tax ID information, and she was frustrated because she didn't even understand why we needed that information for her 18-year-old daughter.
Without your parents' information, you cannot apply for aid. The only way to get around it is you have to qualify as an independent student, and that's hard to do, even if your parents are not paying for college.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit more difficult for students who want to go back to school, but aren't in contact with their parents. I mean, I went through the same thing.
Shandy says she had trouble filling out her own FAFSA because she isn't in contact with her father, and she says that's pretty common. But for the Oregon Promise, there is no way around it. You have to fill out a FAFSA, period. State Senator Mark Hass is the lawmaker behind the program, and he says he knows the FAFSA is complicated, but that's how it works.
I didn't design the FAFSA myself. I'm not sure I would do a better job. If you want people to give you money, generally you have to fill out some kind of a form that is long and involved.
He says making students apply for federal aid is the only way Oregon can afford the program right now. Plus, letting everyone in all at once, that isn't realistic logistically. That's according to Kathy Campbell. She's Chemeketa's financial aid director. Campbell says more students attending college is a good thing, but allowing everyone to enroll all at once?
I don't think we're ready for it yet.
Chemeketa already processes more than 27,000 FAFSAs each year. They've already hired 2 part-time employees to help take on Oregon Promise applications, but if more students were eligible, Campbell says it would be hard for schools to keep up. Richard Evans knows there are sound reasons for limited eligibility, but he can easily conjure up the voice of a student who does not.
Hey, I thought I could just get free color. I could see it now.
And when they ask him about it, he'll have to be the one to say,
"Yeah, no, that's not free community college."
I'm Ashley Stewart in Salem.